1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
It was July 4th, 1966, and my father was taking a car trip to some iconic American landmark.
Corn Palace.
I, being the youngest child of four, was given the back middle seat of our station wagon. No one wore seat belts back then, and my father got a kick out of driving up and over the hills in a way that made us all feel seasick.
Yeah.
I want you to get the little air. Yeah, sure.
I loved that when I was a kid.
Yeah. They still do.
Yeah.
It's a perennial.
We somehow got off route and ended up on the main street of a small town where we suddenly became part of a parade.
What? How is that possible? There's
candy.
Barricades. There's cops.
Candy.
There's crowds.
As the crowd waved their flags and waited for candy, my father's driving caught up with me. Leaping over my siblings, I hung my head out the window. Ill in projectile fashion. One minute they were smiling and laughing, the next they were scrambling back, knocking over metal lawn chairs and screaming. My mother yelled, "Don't get in the car."
My father,
laughing like a maniac, shouted, "Happy 4th of July," out the driver's window.
Oh, thanks,
I love that.
The parade puker.
Christmas 1989.
Is this a Christmas story?
Well, it's a vacation.
All right.
Some people travel.
Right? Christmas 1989. Me, 9 years old, and my dad and my grandparents driving down to Orlando to see the family. As we get to the Florida border, there's an ice storm, and the authorities have no idea what to do. The result, total gridlock on I-75 as we go only 30 miles in 10 hours.
Oh.
My grandmother chants, "We're going to die out here."
Not at 3 miles an hour, you're not.
"We're going to die out here." "We are going to die out here."
How come these old ladies are never in movies when the chips are down?
My grandfather, in the early stages of Alzheimer's, keeps telling my dad to get off here, take a left, and we'll be on KK. As he ate his diabetic candies.
Again?
A madhouse.
Get off here. Take a left.
Yeah, we'll be on KK right over
KK.
There.
Grandma groaning out, we're going to die.
My poor dad managed to keep it together for us to get to my aunt's house. The effects of the drive were felt the next day as I was sitting in the front seat where my grandfather was the day before. As I turned on the air conditioner, we heard a rustling sound, and then, boom, as dozens of candy wrappers flew out of the vent right into my face. Apparently, Grandpa thought the vent
was an ashtray.
Garbage can, and wrappers.
Oh. And they wonder why we house these people and never want to see them again.
We're going to die here. Oh, we're going to die. Yeah. Mom, please.
Get off here. Take a left.
Dad, we're not. Dad, this isn't. No, we're not home.
Next
Dad.
One. Get off. Take a left.
What an asylum that car must have been.
Crazy train.
And you're a kid and you've got to try and process this like nothing. Just don't listen to your grandpa. Boy, you know what? Grandparents ruin a lot of trips.
9-year-olds and older people should just be allowed around each other for short periods
of not
time.
For
a glimpse of the other side.
Not forced to sit in the car with them for days or hours on end.
We're going to die out here.
Grandma's message of hope.
A little creepy. Feel a little creepy, Grandma. As a teenager, my parents took our family of eight to California.
Whoa, that's a lot. That had to be a rough trip in a car or if you're flying, serious airfare.
Pa, six kids. Yeah. On our way to touring the Hearst Castle, mother got in a fight with my sister, unfortunately, just before boarding the bus. I should have known better than to make eye contact with the crazed premenopausal woman, but it happened and she took it as a dirty look. Which sent her into a downward spiral of crazy. Arms flailing and all, she ran at me first, grabbed my hair, and slammed my head into a metal bar.
Wow.
Wow.
This is on a bus
this
full of
abuse.
Strange people?
Maybe embarrassment from this behavior caused her to take it to the next level by running up to the front of the bus, opening the door, and leaping out while it was moving.
Oh, my God.
This woman's certifiable. This is...
You can't blame menopause on
right.
that.
This is she's just nuts.
Everyone was surprised, to say the least.
Dude, remember when your mom jumped off that moving bus after she attacked your sister?
My memory has blocked out how Mother met back up with us. However, if you get the chance to see Hearst Castle, it was beautiful.
It is. Definitely.
Jumped off a moving tour bus.
But he's got the nice memory of Hearst Castle. I can't remember how Mom caught up with him again, but... Well, the castle was nice.
The door had to be closed, right? So she must have pried it open like a maniac and then bailed out, right?
I guess.
Yeah. It's like the old Mrs. Lincoln joke, and Mrs. Lincoln answers, well, but the play was good. Back in 1994, when I was 10, my parents' older sister and grandma, who was at the ripe age of 70, all piled into a two-door Oldsmobile Cutlass and headed toward Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
I've been to all these
places. I
had one
of those bad boy rides.
Yeah. We were just past Chicago when Grandma got annoyed with me and my sister fighting. She insisted we pull over so she could sit between us. Didn't matter to her that we were in the middle of the interstate and that cars were whipping past at 80 miles an hour. Some hours later, we arrived in Gatlinburg. There we met up with my aunt and uncle, who had driven down a day earlier in a 10-passenger conversion van, and we had got stuck with Grandma. Aunt and uncle in a 10-person
right.
van.
Stuffed in the Cutlass with the no-back seat,
There's
you know?
Eight,
it's hardly...
8 empty seats.
Right.
In the conversion van.
The next day, we hopped on a tram for a ride down the mountain. My mom, who was standing right next to me, said to my aunt in a not-so-quiet voice... Did you and Doug do it in the Smoky Mountains yet?
This is her mom talking to her aunt, right?
Do it.
Mom is asking.
Did you do it?
To which aunt replied, we did yesterday while the kids were at the pool.
Well, they're on vacation too. Come
sure.
on.
Apparently adults think 10-year-olds don't know what doing it is. Newsflash, they do. They proceeded to talk about the techniques of being quiet. Upon reaching the bottom of the mountains, feeling slightly sick from the conversation I had just heard.
Is there anything about choking in there?
I insisted Mother buy me a cowboy hat.
Do it.
We sat down for lunch, and I, very proud of my new hat, looked up at the waitress as she approached our table. She looked down at me and said, hi there, young man. How are you today? That was a real esteem booster. I'm a girl.
I had that one.
When I was about 7 years old, my parents decided they wanted to drive to Virginia Beach to visit some relatives. They packed me, my brother, my sister, and my 70-something grandmother into our 1986 Grand Caravan, maroon with wood paneling, and hit the road.
Sporty.
Other than my brother crapping his pants after eating a Philly cheesesteak at a Shoney's in Illinois, trip was going pretty well.
That's quite a blemish, though.
Shoney's, I forgot about.
Something about it being Shoney's.
Yeah. I do, too.
So
I like
American.
That.
It's so Midwestern.
The parking lot and the smell and the crickets at night.
Vacation-y.
And
hey, there's a Shoney's, everybody.
Suddenly
let's get off.
Suddenly the smell of crap.
Grandma's sitting there.
Right. Well.
We decided to take a day to see the sights in Washington, D.C. before we hit our final destination. It was the middle of summer and it was very hot in D.C., by the time we got to the Lincoln Memorial, my grandmother was barely able to pick up her feet to walk. And that's when the crack in the sidewalk struck. When she was finally released from the hospital nearly 8 hours later, she looked like the right side of her body and head had been beaten with 2x4s. She insisted we finish the trip as planned, but missing 2 teeth, a black eye, a broken arm, a dislocated hip, and a shattered kneecap made Granny a real ornery ass the rest of the trip.
Yeah. Half of her was smashed.
It's just on a sidewalk crack.
They let her out of the hospital? with all that wrong with her.
And now plus, you had three like sunburned kids that were like wheeling the wheelchairs up and down the hall and like trying to get into the vending machines. And like that's a real headache for mom for 8 hours.
One of them's got to turn in their pants half the time.
Don't you do that thing again that you did at Choni's.
Oh, too early?
Grandma ended up pooping her pants on the way back because we couldn't get her out of the van into the bathroom fast enough, which made my brother feel better.
Oh. How's that cheesesteak, Grandma?
See, Timmy, even Grandma's poop.
Wow, that is gross.
I'd love to see the family picture in front of the Washington Monument with Grandma all smashed up and bruised. And yeah. Get her to turn his pants.